Ma'aser Sheni Perik Base Mishnah Base 2:2. In the previous Mishnah, we said that there are three legitimate uses for Ma'aser Sheni foodstuffs: eating, drinking, and anointing, applying oil to one's skin. Because the Chazal had a drasha that sicha kashtia, that anointing is like drinking. Here, Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree with that, and he's going to say that one is not allowed to anoint Ma'aser Sheni oil on one's person, even in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Sachin Shemen, Shel Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. You may not anoint yourself with Ma'aser Sheni oils, even in Yerushalayim. V'chacham Matirin. But the Chacham disagree, and they say, yes, you could. That was the sheet of the previous Mishnah. Now, clearly, it would seem that Rabbi Shimon is rejecting the Limud based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, which I said before. But the rabbis here will try to impress upon Rabbi Shimon that they're right by virtue of a Kol V'Chomer. Kol V'Chomer, one of the Yogim Amidos Shatorin Dresh Svehen, one of the 13 ways in which the Torah is expounded, is not strictly logical, but it's a convention, I'll call it, as I said in previous Mishnahs, when I described Klal Pratu Klal, and it works on a very simple set of rules, which is, if everything we know about a certain category is strict, so then, relative to another category, so then if a stricture applies to the less strict category, then it also should apply to the more strict category. You've seen this before, so I'm kind of wasting my words, but what I want to get to is this important point. That logic, that if something is stricter, in our case, we're going to compare truma to ma'aser sheni. So truma is more strict, more chamur, than ma'aser sheni, because truma is forbidden to non-kohanim, and actually carries with it the penalty of misa b'dei shemayim, premature death at the hands of heaven. And therefore, you see that truma is more strict. So if we're going to say that there's a stricture that applies to ma'aser sheni, it should for sure apply to truma. And similarly, if there's a leniency when it comes to truma, it should for sure apply to the less strict ma'aser sheni. That's how Kol V'Chomer works. Now, a Kol V'Chomer can always be rejected if one finds an instance where the thing which was purportedly always more strict is actually sometimes lenient. If that's true, so then you can't just blindly assume that every other time you can learn a cross. So for example, if the argument is we're lenient by truma for sure, we should lean on ma'aser sheni, because truma is more strict than ma'aser sheni, that only follows as a Kol V'Chomer if it's indeed true that truma is always more strict. But if we find a case where truma is less strict than ma'aser sheni, so then who's to say that one can learn from truma to ma'aser sheni regarding, in this case, the permissibility of applying oils for anointing? So that's the setup over here. The Chacham will bring a Kol V'Chomer to play, and then Rabbi Shimon will reject the Kol V'Chomer, saying it's not strictly true that truma is always more strict than ma'aser sheni. So here we see it inside. The contents of this mission actually kind of drag out over two more Mishnayos, as we'll see in a minute, but here we go. It starts out by saying, the Chachamim Matirin. The Chachamim say, yes, you are allowed to anoint Ma'aser Sheni oil in your person. Amar lo l'Rabbi Shimon. They said to Rabbi Shimon, Im Hekel, if one is lenient, meaning that if the Torah is lenient regarding Sicha, anointing one's person, Betruma, with respect to the halachas of Truma, because it's confirmed, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Shimon agrees, that a Kohen may apply Truma oil to his body. That's a permitted use of Truma. And yet, Truma is Chamura. Truma is more strict than Ma'aser Sheni, because when it comes to Truma, as we said, there's a prohibition against non-Kohanim consuming it. Misa B'dei Shemayim is the penalty. So, Lo Nekel, should we not be lenient when it comes to the application of oil as sicha, anointing oneself, but ma'aser sheni, regarding ma'aser sheni, hakal, given that ma'aser sheni is lenient. That's the logic, a good old-fashioned Kol V'Chomer, straightforward. However, Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree and reject that Kol V'Chomer, because he says there is an instance, and in fact he'll suggest two instances, which are perhaps guided by the same principle, where ma'aser sheni is the more strict and truma is the lenient. And here he says, Amar, Rabbi Shimon says, Lahem, to the Chachamim, Ma, that which you just said, lo, is not in fact the case. I reject what you're saying. I reject the Kol V'Chomer. Why? Im Hekel, if you're going to be lenient regarding anointing, But truma, which I agree is true, and truma is chamura, so makam shehekel bekarshinim uvatilton. Don't forget that truma also has a leniency. The laws of truma are lenient regarding karshinim. Karshinim is bitter vetch, and tilton is fenugreek. Now, the cases of where tilton and karshinim are more lenient regarding truma than with Maaser Sheni, that we will see in the next two Mishnayos. Mishnah Gimel will talk about tilton fenugreek, and Mishnah Dal will talk about karshinim bitter vetch. So we'll explain that in a moment. But the point is, given that there is certain leniencies that are applicable to karshinim and tilton with regarding truma, so then nekel gam should you be also lenient but Maaser Sheni regarding Maaser Sheni hakal that you're claiming is more lenient, and you suggest that you should therefore allow anointing by Maaser Sheni makam shlohekel but karshinim of a tilton, when in fact there's certain strictures regarding Maaser Sheni if the Maaser Sheni foodstuff is karshinim bitter vetch and tilton fenugreek. So in other words, again, I'm just repeating myself to be honest, is since there are certain strictures regarding fenugreek and bitter vetch that apply, yes, to Maaser Sheni and not to truma, it seems that truma isn't always more strict than Maaser Sheni, and that being the case, you can't have a kol v'chomer, says Rabbi Shimon, learning from truma to Maaser Sheni, saying just as truma is permitted to be one that can anoint with the oil of truma, so too one should be able to permitted to anoint with the oil of Maaser Sheni. That's the end of this Mishnah. The Chachamim aren't going to be stymied, even though the Kol V'Chomer is rejected and Rabbi Shimon can hold his ground. The Chachamim don't need that Kol V'Chomer, of course, because they relied on the Limur from the Pasuk, back in Tehillim, that Tzicha Kashtia. And therefore, when the dust settles, they will not see eye to eye, and neither will convince the other. And Rabbi Shimon states his position, but the Halacha, of course, follows the Chachamim, that one may indeed anoint his body with oil of Maaser Sheni. And now the next two Mishnayos discuss exactly where tilton and karshinim are in fact lenient when it comes to truma.